This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Kevin wants an impact player in the NFL draft, and I told you yesterday that I don't think you're going to get an impact player. I think you're going to get a contributing player. And if a contributing player is fine at 58, then be prepared. I think you're Will McClay is a wizard. And I don't know if you've seen this yet, but there's a little video up on DallasCowboys.com, and it's called The Cowboys Vision. And they have part one, part two, part three. Part three I watched today. And Will McClay sits down in the big room with all the scouts, and he says, guys, what we are looking for whenever we build our board is guys that fit our system, guys that we want. That's why our board will look different from everybody else across the country, because we're not trying to get a guy that they want. We're trying to get a guy that we want, because we want to make sure that when we put the player in the coach's hands, it's a guy that the coach requested. And then all of a sudden, there's Marinelli standing in front of everybody. First things first, I need what's under the hood. I need a guy that loves football. He never stops thinking about football. Bam. All right, so we know we need to get a guy that's the most important thing to Rod Marinelli if we're going to get a defensive tackle. And so they said, we want to make sure that we get a guy. I think that, Will McClay is a wizard when it comes to finding those kinds of guys for these coaches so they can maximize the potential. But if you want to move up and go get somebody that can be an impact athlete, Kevin, you have found all the ways to present this. I think that you're about to scare a lot of people.
No, absolutely. And by the way, Ed Oliver in 3 years at Houston had 53 tackles for loss. That is a horrifyingly high
for
number.
For loss, huh?
For loss.
Now, KT did take a shot earlier and said that he has potential to be the biggest bust. So that's concerning.
Because he might have an attitude.
Yeah.
If you need more, he also forced 6 fumbles, and he's a disruptor at the line of scrimmage.
Dane Brugler has Ed Oliver as his number. Oh, no. Where did he go?
Probably around number 9, 10, 11.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Okay. Number 14 to the Falcons is where he has him going.
Oh, I think that's low. So for the purposes of this exercise, we're going to take a look at picks 6 through 12.
Okay.
And just make an assumption off of whatever deal you need. You make the deal because Ed Oliver was still available. Now, Colby, is Ed Oliver a player that you would like to pick up?
He isn't a player I'd like to pick up.
All right. So here are the people that are in the position. The Giants, number 6. The Jags, number 7. The Lions, number 8. The Bills, number 9. The Broncos, number 10. The Bengals, number 11. And the Packers, number 12. Those are the 7 teams that I kind of focused on as most likely to make a move. Just to show you that this move is absolutely viable, you'd have to make some tough decisions. I want to see where you guys sit on this. I want to see what the Fantex sits on this. 877-881-1053. We'll start with the easiest route to get this done. You could tell me which teams would be interested, or you can just shout it down from the onset. If you were prepared to trade Zeke, you could make that deal, and you could have Ed Oliver.
No. No.
Okay.
No, no.
You only have 2 years left to Zeke.
No.
Then he's leaving.
No.
Or whatever.
No. Right. No.
All right.
I would like to carry this through and get the Super Bowl next year. I don't think you do that without that really good running back. So okay. Give me, yeah.
No. Keep your second round pick. Maybe you make that move there. All right. Corey, does that hurt your soul too much to pull the trigger?
Zeke?
Straight up.
So last night I showed you the video of him and Dak sitting next to each other.
Oh, it's going to sting!
At the Stars game, and he, you know, does the little eat me thing or what?
It's, what?
He does feed me. Feed me. Feed me.
Oh, my goodness. I did not expect that.
And
so Corey definitely doesn't want to get rid of Zeke, it sounds like.
And he was like, and by the way, Broadus has Oliver as his number 3 on his big board.
Wow.
His third best player on the big board. I saw that, and I'm just saying, I think the Cowboys are going to figure a way out to make it work. I think those two are best friends. They want to win rings together, And I think sometimes that will help out something. So I understand where all the money is going to come into play. I don't want to get rid of Zeke.
Okay. All right, now we move on to, and I figured y'all would say no, but I just wanted to offer that out to you. Now, in case you're curious where I came up with all of these numbers, go ahead.
Real quick, somebody said, no, it's like trading a used car before you hit that 100,000 miles. They don't want to do that yet. No, I'll look for a diamond in the rough in the later rounds, and then from the 210, nah, I'm good. So okay. A lot of people want to keep Zeke around.
Fair enough. And I'm not saying that you have to trade Zeke. I just wanted to give you a simplistic answer, like a simplistic solution. Hey, do you want to trade Zeke? Done. Right?
Okay.
Now it gets a little bit more complicated.
No, it's not. We're not trading Zeke, Kevin.
No, okay,
we're not doing it. You just said done.
No. As an option.
Okay, all right.
All right. So basically, I went off the NFL draft trade value chart for the rest of this to kind of determine where we're at.
Gotcha.
All right. So any other trade from here probably starts a little something like this. Who do you think teams around the league value more? Jordan Lewis or Cheeto?
Probably Cheeto.
Yeah, I would think Cheeto.
I think Jordan might get some interest, but I think at the moment, you know what? I might be wrong. I think maybe the Cowboys may value Cheeto more than the rest of the league does. It's just that Jordan doesn't have enough on the field proof right now at the moment.
Okay.
But I would say Cheeto probably.
All right. So the next package that you're probably looking at. And this is based off of the assumption that you would be picking between 24 and 32 next year. You would have to deal to get into that 6 to 12 sweet spot to pick up Ed Oliver. And you guys can kick around whether or not you're willing to give up this much. You'd have to trade this year's second, this year's third, next year's first, and probably Cheeto or Jordan Lewis. And the way I came up with that is the points kind of work out and you have to have a little something extra because you don't know what that first is going to be. And those seem like two of the most viable players that like maybe you could spare one and it doesn't kill you, whereas I figured Zeke probably would. But other teams would also value it because the thing we always run into is like, why don't you just trade them, blah, blah, blah. And like it's got to be something that they want too. So this year's second. This year's third, next year's first, and Cheeto or Jordan Lewis, and you get Ed Oliver.
Hmm. Ooh, that to get a defensive guy and right in the middle, potentially, because I just saw earlier somebody tweet out that they think Rapp could fall into the third round, and if I could get Rapp in the third round, I'd lose my mind, because if I got that. And Ed Oliver, but I can't get him in the third round because the third round pick's gone now.
Exactly.
I still think you have too much up the middle that you have to fix. And I think, and it's always difficult to fix it all at the same time, but I think it's too much up the middle that you have to fix right now. So I say no to this trade because I'm not going to be able to get a replacement cornerback for the future of Byron Jones or whoever. I'm losing a cornerback in one of those two at the same time.
Correct.
And I'm losing two picks that would help me replace a guy at the tackle position and a guy in the safety position. So that's three positions now, four positions that I couldn't refill with just the one guy. So no, I can't do it. I can't do it.
I want to say yes. I really do. And it's because of shoring up the middle of that defensive line and really doing something. I want to. I don't think I can. And the main reason is you're taking one of the weapons that I think that the Cowboys do really well with, and that's their draft picks. When you go look and see who they found in the second and third rounds, going back since McClay's taken over, it's like a who's who on this team. And taking that weapon away from that, I got to say no.
Okay. From the 817, dear God, no, that's insane. And from the 469, nope, too much to give. And I do want you to know, because of the way that this chart is structured, and by the way, every team in the NFL essentially uses this same chart that was pretty much invented by the Cowboys at the end of the 80s, or should I say perfected by the Cowboys at the end of the 80s. That's how much first-round picks are coveted. So a lot of these are going to sting.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be more willing to trade Byron Jones or Jalen Smith?
I would be willing to trade Byron Jones.
Okay.
Wow. At this point, I mean, so here's the other thing. All right. I need y'all to go with me on this for just a second. Is this a go for it year?
Yes.
And I can't trade Byron Jones this year.
Okay.
It's impossible. I know the draft's a lot of fun and everything, but if you're going for it this year, you can't trade Byron Jones. I can't trade Jalen Smith either.
I just kept your other two cornerbacks, though. I kept Cheeto and Jordan Lewis.
I guess if I have to make a decision, I would say Byron Jones. But this is a go-for-it year. I'm trying desperately to add to this team, not subtract from it.
You know what? I like if that's May what? Byron and a what? Is it just Byron?
Oh, you wish.
Oh, my God, Kevin. Cole!
I'm sorry. It's Byron, this year's second, and at least next year's third.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
What if it's next year's second?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
You?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Because you need him.
Yeah, I just...
And I just want to say real quick, for anybody who's asking, keep in mind that actual players in the NFL, this is the lowest their value is all year, and this is the highest draft pick values are. Players are woefully undervalued at this time of year.
Yeah, and I know somebody just said they'd rather give away Byron because he doesn't get picks. I get it, but the guy's a stopper, you know? And if you're going for it this year, that guy's there. But if you have to give up a pick... unfortunately, now I have to give up that and more picks to do it.
Correct.
I can't do that either, Kevin.
Correct.
So I'm not doing that. I'm not doing any of these right now. And I understand what it takes to get that high up. I feel like keep this team together and intact and stick to the plan and let Will McClay be the wizard that he is. As much as I love the one player, I don't think it's worth it to just go try and get that one impact player and lose potential of continuing to stack this team.
The reason why I'm okay with the Byron is because I don't know if the ability to re-sign him is in the cards.
Sure.
And also, I have faith that whether it would be Jordan Lewis or whoever steps over into that spot, they will be able to do a surmountable job, especially if you end up with a good pass rush and solid up the middle. They're not going to have to cover these guys as long as what they were having to cover.
Now, somebody said, I recommend the Cowboys trade back in the future and accumulate as many draft picks as possible. I do believe that KT would not be sad about that either.
Well, and Steven said from the 972, this is a complete opposite. This is what you're talking about. Steven said today on G-Bag that he feels we have a lot of guys that are already going to be starters this year as soon as the season starts. So why not trade all the picks and go get a guy that you think is going to be a stud for your team?
And I thought about, like, I put that together as well. It's just, unfortunately, the math doesn't work. You could give up your entire draft, and you probably still have to kick in next year's first to move up into that position to get Ed Oliver, because, like, your picks after the third round, they are valuable, for sure, in terms of amassing a roster. But compared to a first-round pick, you need so many of them to amass anything. So your second and third are your best values. That your second-round pick and third-round pick combined to be worth 460 points, right?
Okay.
The Giants pick at number six is worth 1,600 points. That's, so just think about that. You'd have to trade this year's second, this year's third, next year's second, next year's third, the year after second, the year after third, the year after second. Like, that's how much it takes to get into the first round. If anyone's curious how these numbers
came along. I'm going to need to submit for a loan, Kevin. I feel is what we're going to have to work on.
That would be cool if you could go to the NFL bank. Oh my God, we need to invent the NFL bank. We're like, they're like, all right, check it out. I swear I have collateral. If I don't pay you back, I'll give you Zeke. But I want a first round pick this year. And now it's pick 33. And all of a sudden you get pushed back to pick 34. Oh, NFL bank. Make it happen.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.